Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of Life is No Coincidence, The Life and Afterlife Connection, and my new book, The Living Spirit, which shares stories of spiritual awakenings, spiritual communication, healing energies, miracles, and ways to go within to find your true self. Today I am delighted to welcome William J. Hall, author of The Haunted House Diaries, who shares a profound investigation into the unknown. Hello, William, and thank you for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
William, you know, as listeners have come to expect over the years, my guests and I ask age-old questions about the nature of our physical and spiritual essence and who we are, where we come from, and how we can improve the quality of life by understanding universal energy and its influences on all aspects of our daily life. By sharing these metaphysical concepts, we go beyond the reality of our five senses and go within to our intuitive nature to discover, as C.S. Lewis said, we do not have a soul. We are souls. We have a body. In today's episode of Healing From Within, William J. Hall, who is the author of the paranormal bestseller, The World's Most Haunted House, and who is professionally equipped to recognize trickery after 25 years as a performing magician, which I love. I think magicians are the key to finding joy and humor in life. And you know how to create and recognize illusions. And you're also an experienced researcher from folklore and urban legend to fortune telling. Know much about the pyramids and other mysteries worth exploring. And you will discuss a paranormal crossroads in the heart of Connecticut, a house with great paranormal happenings, based on a five-decade series of journals and research, interviews and photographs in and around the town of Litchfield Hills, Connecticut. William, I always like to ask my talented and creative guests to think back to their childhood and to remember any thoughts or experiences or interests, people or values which may have led them to the work and life they live now. So think back for a moment.
Well, I mean, two things. One was magic. I was seven when I really got into magic myself, saw my first real live magician. And I think that really fueled my search for wonder, or my ability to wonder, and also to create wonder for others. You know, I think a lot of people think of magicians as tricking people, but I think, you know, the entertainment aspect and the joy that comes from showing other people wonder is a big part of it.
I think magicians open up our heart and our mind to know and to see and believe in more than what the five senses can really show us. So it's a way into a universal exploration of ourself and the universe. So, yeah, I have great love and respect.
Oh, thank you.
Please tell us how you came to investigate the house on Lindley Street in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and about the lives of the extended family, which for generations had occupied this house, which sat at the vortex of a paranormal flap. And please tell us, what is a paranormal flap?
First of all, just to let you know, the Bridgeport Poltergeist, a very negative haunting, that was Lindley Street, the subject of my first book. The paranormal flap is the subject of the Haunted House Diaries, my second book, and that has the farmhouse where the family is, the same family line has lived there for six generations. Now, a paranormal flap, I think the best way to describe it would be an area that has a heightened level of paranormal activity, or at least the type of paranormal activity that we're able to perceive, because obviously it's a quote-unquote haunted world, if you will.
I'd like to think of it as a world of energy, And your
Yeah,
energy,
yeah.
whether you're in a body or you're out of a body, and I think for me, perhaps a paranormal flap could be a place like a meeting of many different entities or life forces from different dimensions who, for some reason, there's a heightened energy in that area or that location. And around the world, we know that in certain spiritual places like Stonehenge, in England, there is
Yeah.
heightened energy and awareness, perhaps at the pyramids in Egypt, or maybe you could name a few other places where there are heightened energies. But it is about understanding the world and who we are as energetic beings and places where we might encounter a connection to them.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. In fact, science would, or quantum physics would call that multiple universes intersecting. So even if somebody takes a purely, which I don't think there's such a thing as pure science or pure spirit. I think it's just different ways of the, I think saying the same thing, some, but using different language, if you will. But you know,
Absolutely. Yeah, it's absolutely.
yeah.
When you bring spiritual matters and scientific matters together, you could really get the whole picture because they're answering different questions but coming to the same reality and understanding of life and death and the universe and creation. So,
Yeah, and usually without knowing it.
thank
Usually,
you. Thank you for saying
other.
that. That was great.
But yeah, so I completely agree that that certainly appears to be what you know these flaps are as far as areas where we can get a glimpse that that these things are not all in silos. You know, many, many years ago, people would think of a haunted house as just the one house and. And it's haunted because of a very particular reason, and that's it. And now we know that we often find there's multiple paranormal things happening in an area. And in a paranormal flap, we find that there's not just quote unquote spirits or ancestors or entities, but there's also things like Bigfoot sightings and UFO sightings and other paranormal phenomena that we used to kind of compartmentalize. You know, the UFO people wouldn't want to talk to the ghost people, and, and nobody wanted to talk to the Bigfoot people, and you
But
know,
they're coming together now because they're
and they're coming
beginning,
together. Exactly.
because there's
Yeah.
so much communication and understanding.
And those connections are exciting because, you know, now, you know, when you have a UFO flap, well, chances are you're going to have quote unquote haunted houses.
Yeah, let's use haunted as the unknown, or when people don't have a concrete answer, they're
Right.
maybe frightened by it, and so they come up with, a negative reason. But I see the positive, and so do you, in what we're discussing here, because it's a way to learn more about ourselves and life and the universe and how to create our best world and worlds beyond this world. So I think that's wonderful that you brought that up. Tell us something about the people in this house who you met when you went there. Tell us something about them.
Sure. Well, right now, husband and wife, Donna and Bob, live in the 1793 farmhouse. Donna was born at the hospital, brought back to the house, and grew up there. So she really has kind of a perspective not as similar as our, you know, Western American kind of belief. She's more in tune with, she grew up with this, you know, these entities and spirits and paranormal occurrences. You know, just like they were part of regular life. You know, she didn't know that everybody's house wasn't that way until she went over to have sleepovers, you know, as a child. That's when she realized how quiet it was in other places. So it's a very different, I think, outlook than just somebody who moves into the house and you know, they hear things or see things and then, you know, run screaming. So the understanding is very different. And that I think is, you know, refreshing the level of of taking things for what they are and not reading into them, like you just said, not assigning something negative per se. A lot of people would interpret a lot of things in the house as negative, but, you know, if she hears footsteps, she doesn't yell demon and run.
William, I'm going to say as a medium and a Reiki energy healer, who is very sensitive to energy, and I have been since I was a child, but I really haven't been so invested in this work until the last 20 years, because I was living more in the physical world instead of the spiritual world. I had to develop a lot of other of my life goals before I could do the work I'm doing. But it seems that my clients and many of the people I talk to have had experiences. They might not share it with others because they don't understand it or they're afraid they'll be thought odd. But it is not unnormal for children especially to experience these things because they're open and so sensitive. As they get older, they try to shut away a little of it because it's not that accepted in the Western world and they don't want to have it influence them in any negative way. But I will tell you, that spirit is everywhere, and as a medium, if I close my eyes and go into a quiet meditation, the energy changes, and I feel or sense what's around me. What I can't see with my eyes, but I can feel from this other connection of energy. So I'm going to say lots of people are aware of this, and over the last 20 years, it's become so much a theme in our movies, in our television shows, in our discussions, and it's important that we know ourselves for who we truly are as spiritual beings having a physical life at the moment. So I think that's great. She felt comfortable because it was real to her, and it is really real to everybody when they come to understand it.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I mean, everybody has the ability to you know, to be open to it. It's, of course, seeking it out and wanting to be open to it. And like you said, you know, with life, sometimes, you know, we run around so much, definitely have to stop and smell the quote-unquote roses or the paranormal roses.
Right, absolutely.
To be able to go to those, sense those things. But you are right. I mean, there's a lot of people who have had experiences, so many of them that I would have never known if I didn't write a book, because, you know, then they know that it's safe to talk to you, you know.
Then it's validating for them, and there are others, and they can feel safer in their discussion, and that's what's happening now. Now, William, when you asked them why they continued to stay in this house, what was their answer?
Well, you know, Donna and she writes about it. I had her explain it in her own words in the book, too. But basically, you know, we talked at length about that. And I mean, she says she, you know, to her it was just, you know, part of life. It wasn't something that was a, you know, a nonstop focus, if you will. I mean, growing up, sure, there are times when, you know, she was scared by a noise or something, as, you know, any of us would be if we hear a noise or, you know, the book drops off my shelf and I, you know. But not a continuous affair. And, you know, her family actually was more concerned about keeping it a secret because her father was very concerned if they ever wanted to sell the house. He wanted to be able to sell the house and not have people not want to live
right.
there.
Yeah.
Of course, today maybe they can get more for the house, you know, versus where we were years ago. But other than that, you know, growing up, it's like if you go over to the house now, well, I mean, she's not sitting around saying, "Oh my God, what's going to happen next?" I mean, so it's really, I think it's still part. It's part of that whole mindset. And, you know, I'm sure if you had a dysfunctional family in there, then you'd see negative things.
When you get used to living with people and comfortable with people in the physical world, it's the same thing with the spirit world. If you are happy and drawing good things to you in life, you will draw good energies to you. that will be supportive. So we want to discard negative intentions and negative emotions and try to master our emotions so we live in a more balanced state, and then we don't have to be afraid of what's around us.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. You're right. It's she was comfortable, and
that's a good word, comfortable.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, aware. And if she really felt that her children or her family was in danger, then she would have left. But of course, six generations of her family were there, and there's been activity as far back as anyone can remember, and no one has been harmed in the process. So really, there was a history even before her of that activity. So I think that also adds to the level of data points on it anyhow for them.
Well, she was aware in a very good way of the unseen world. And in my book, The Living Spirit, I shared my awe of the unseen world in this way. And I wrote this: whether you realize it or not, everyone receives messages from spirit. These messages can take several forms: visual, olfactory, or auditory. Mediums are no different. Each receives messages in ways that are unique to him or her, just as individual people are receiving messages in their own way. Some mediums know about their gifts from a young age. Many, however, are not aware of their gifts for most of their lives. They go about their normal business of paying bills and raising their kids and realizing that their friends, family, and guides on the other side are feeding them a constant stream of information, but not utilizing it to the fullest. So for the earlier part of my own life, I was simply concerned with the physical world and allowed myself to be indoctrinated with the third dimensional thinking, the worries and the fears and the negativity. But as I developed my abilities, I went beyond that to know what a great gift it is to understand energy and interact with souls in a different dimension and feel the love and the joy and how they cooperate with us if we allow them. So I wanted to share that because we are talking about people out there who may be looking for the fearful aspect. And there can be that, of course. Like people in our lives, there are those who bring goodness to it and those who cause some damage. We want to raise our vibration.
Right. And I think there's, you know, we tend to, you know, we want everything to fit logically into what we know. So, I mean, we tend to polarize how we define these things. That's evil. That's good. And some of these things are not 100% good, 100% evil. They're just neutral, just like us.
Yes.
You know, we're not quote unquote evil, you know, but we're not all Mother Teresa either. So, you know.
Right. We have our good days and our bad days, and neutral is another great word.
You know, a lot of us make determinations on things that appear negative, but you have these things could be afraid. I mean, we do a lot of negative things ourselves and we're afraid.
A lot of us base our fears on what we've been told or taught. And if we allow the children to learn on their own, they'll be less fearful and they'll be more open to what we're talking about. It took me many, many years to figure out what was going on in my childhood because it wasn't discussed, it wasn't accepted, it wasn't enjoyed or encouraged. And so that's what I'm saying. We must allow the young people who do have these connections instinctively to develop them because it'll make them safer in this world and more productive and happier. So let's go on to, I know some famous ghost hunters, Ed and Lorraine, described the house when they investigated it. Tell us something about that.
Well, Donna had seen them, or somebody Donna had seen them lecture, and she called them up and asked if they would come over, and they did, and it was nice to have somebody to talk to that kind of understood, so that was something nice for them, and Lorraine said she doesn't feel anything negative there, but the house is very full, that it's... Ed Warren called it Ghost Central. It's just completely full. So.
Full of energy, spirit.
Yeah, I mean, when I was there, I sensed just, I said hundreds, but I don't know the amount, I don't count, but it just felt like hundreds of people. Yeah, a very, very strong portal, and you know, the whole area is that house is surrounded three sides by water, so you got the water flow in there too, and just a lot of that land. There's multiple houses that have phenomena. There's Bigfoot sightings in the area, and the legends of the sky people talking to the people on Earth going back many hundreds of years. So the place is just appears to be a very, very long. Well, we know it's long because Donna's family, for six generations at least, there's been phenomena there. And definitely is quite an area.
Yeah,
you know?
So we're going to say human and non-human occupy the same physical space in our world while remaining in their own parallel worlds. Absolutely clear for our audience to understand that. Now, William, you say the area may include a secret military base across this section of Connecticut. Why would it be there, and why would it be secret? Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I mean, it appears to be underground, and you know, through our research, we did get some confirmation of our suspicions, and were told to back off. I can't, and there were people who were escorted off the area farmland by armed military of some sort. We don't know if they're mercenaries or, you know, or what, you know, they didn't have particular uniforms on that people can identify. And now that area is all fenced off. You can't get to it. And I don't know if they were there originally for this reason, but it's not uncommon for the military to set up near these flap areas. I think probably their main concern would be UFO activity,
yes,
which there's a lot of. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they're not trying to figure out the energy. You're probably trying to weaponize it or something. Who knows? You know.
Let's hope they use it for better things. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think the UFO activity would be a big one. Now, again, whether they were there originally for that or not, you know, we don't know. But I'm sure it has their intention based on, you know, the activity that's been there. So.
Yes. Let's go on for a moment. William, what would you like readers to take away with them after reading the Haunted House Diaries?
I think they'll take away a lot of interesting theories, a lot of common and uncommon, never-before-seen kind of phenomena in an area for hauntings. I really think they'll take I think it'll really get you thinking, because it's like a shopping mall of the paranormal. It's like a one-stop shop where you've got a lot of different phenomena happening. And so I think the idea of a flap or a holistic view of the paranormal is what's really fascinating about this case.
And I would like them to perhaps think the paranormal is normal, and normal is missing out on the possibilities for expansion and exploration of the inner and outer world. So let's think about that. You wrote this. The first quote in your introduction says this very well. Mysteries once thought to be supernatural or paranormal happenings, such as astronomical or meteorological events, are incorporated into science once their causes are understood. That was by Michael Shermer. And it sort of is what we're talking about today. Once things become known, they are no longer unknown, and they can be welcomed and invited into our lives and give us much pleasure and hope for the future. So I want to thank you, William J. Hall, author of your new book, The Haunted House Diaries, who have shared in an objective manner a story that spans six generations and shares a greater view of life beyond physical life, and ways to coexist with all forms of life. To learn more, and to move from a limited view or fear of paranormal events. And to read more about this, go to www.williamjhallauthor.com. In summarizing today's episode, Appealing from Within, William has shown us what appears to be similar in nature to the theme of this show, which is to realize our dual life force and to explore the unseen and seen worlds, perhaps concluding that we are spiritual beings having a physical life and that we have talents and abilities that echo the vastness of the universe for continuing creation and for the evolution of all life forms. Ultimately, we are connected to each other with this awareness, and we can achieve higher consciousness. As William wrote in the epilogue of his book, when it comes right down to it, this is no story. It is a glimpse at life, and therefore it never ends. The book may stop, but this very special land and its phenomena remains. The nature of the activities discernible in the paranormal flap may vary from time to time and even come and go, but there is a continuance of a kind, eternal perhaps. William and I would ask those who wish to explore beyond what is already written and believed about the paranormal to sense their own experiences with new inner eyes of soul wisdom, eliminating fear, and allowing for the possibilities of loving all that is. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing from Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to learn more about the fascinating world of energy, spirit, health, and human potential, and to read and listen to authors and leaders in the metaphysical, scientific, educational, medical, and the creative arts share new ideas for personal growth and well-being. Shows may also be heard on WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you.